Genuine Christianity, February 21st. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. There is a counterfeit Christianity in the world as well as a genuine Christianity. The true spirit of the man is manifested by the way in which he deals with his fellow man. We can ask the question, does he represent the character of Christ in spirit and action, or simply manifest the natural selfish traits of character that belong to the people of this world? Profession weighs nothing with God. Before it is everlastingly too late for wrongs to be righted, let each one ask himself, what am I? It depends upon ourselves as to whether we shall form such characters as will constitute us one of God's royal family above. If we would become Christ-like, we must study Christ's character. It is necessary that we should closely examine ourselves, and inquire, is this Christ's way? Would Christ pursue this course of action? What kind of an impression am I leaving upon the minds of those with whom I am connected? Shall I pursue a course of action that will weaken the confidence of anyone with whom I deal and cause them to think lightly of the Christianity that I profess? Shall I be uncourteous, unchristlike, unmerciful toward the purchase of the blood of Christ? I would speak words of warning to the brethren of our churches, for I fear that many are acting the part of the slothful servant who hid his Lord's talent in the earth. His sin was the sin of neglect, the sin of failing to improve the great treasures of knowledge that were committed to his trust. God has given precious light to his people with which to enlighten the world, and are not many treating it with indifference, and acting as though the heavenly gift were of little consequence? Fair-weather disciples will not answer to the Lord's call in time of peril toward which we are hastening. It will take those who not only hear but do the words of Christ to be active disciples, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. A new energy proceeding from beneath is taking possession of the whole synagogue of Satan, and a new life descending from heaven is taking possession of every human agent who is consecrated, devoted, and who is seeking to work the works of God. Let those who minister in word and doctrine mix faith with earnest prayer, and seek to put to use every ray of light that comes from the written word. The voice of God calls from heaven, and demands the use of every entrusted capability. Every talent is to be used to its uttermost, genuine and counterfeit Christianity.